The Bible speaks of the second death, and that is what these days are about. Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread, are about getting sin out of our lives, and Jesus had to be crucified because of our sins. Without the sacrifice, we would all face the second death. Romans 6:23 tells us the wages of sin is death. The word for death here is thanatos. That's Strong's G2288. Because they did break the commandment of God and did taste of the wrong tree, Adam and Eve were cut off from the life-giving tree and all mankind after them. Up to that point, they had been neutral. Now a Savior was required to pay the penalty for the sin of all men, or mankind faced eternal death with no hope for a life eternal. If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians 15:20. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and he became the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also comes the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Verse 23. But each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. The first man, Adam, brought death. That death was thanatos, the second death. If you turn to John 8:51. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. What death? All have died that he was speaking to that day. There are other words in the Bible that translate death. One is nekros, and the other is apothenesco. I think I said that right. But when the Bible speaks of the wages of sin, the second death, and the death brought on mankind through Adam, it always uses the word thanatos. Here are some more scriptures that use the words thanatos when we speak of death. If you'll turn to Revelation 2:11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And Revelation 20:6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. And turn to Revelation 20:14. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And then have one more. 21:8 speaks of the second death. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual, immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have no part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And then there's another form of death that is common to men and one Jesus frequently referred to as sleep. The word most often used for this is koim eo. If we'll turn to Matthew 27:52. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. We have quite a few scriptures here that'll comment on this word sleep. Matthew 9:24 also is one of them. And he said to them, Make room for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. He's just talking about first death. And John 11:11. Then he said, these things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. They all thought he was just sleeping, you know, that he'd get better, but he finally had to tell him, no, he's dead. And it would seem that Lazarus faced the first death twice. But even though he did die the second time, he'll still face the resurrection and have that decision of life or death. Now if you turn to Acts 7:60. And this is Stephen talking as he's being stoned. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he said this, he fell asleep. Which is pretty remarkable. You're being stoned and you still are not wanting these people to face the sin. We have Acts 13:36. Acts 13:36. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. Just have a few more here. 1 Corinthians 15:6. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained to the present, but some had fallen asleep. And 1 Thessalonians 4:15. For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. And we have one more on the first death, sleep. 2 Peter 3:4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Moses spoke of the death that is common to all men. If you'll turn to Numbers 16:29. If these men die naturally, like all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. And the word visitation in other places is spoken of as recompense. If we turn to Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment. And then we have Job 14:12. So man lays down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, they will not awake, nor be roused from their sleep. What would have happened to Adam if he had eaten of the right tree? Would he have been changed instantaneously and not tasted death? Would he have been made immortal in the flesh? And what does the Bible say of the patriarchs of the Old Testament? Turn to Hebrews 11:40. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. So would have God made Adam perfect apart from the rest of the first fruits if he had eaten from the right tree? 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Well, Adam was flesh and blood, and he did not have life inherent. He did not have immortality in any way, shape, or form. He was corruptible, and this verse makes it clear that corruptible flesh cannot be made immortal. And verse 54, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death be swallowed up in victory. I just want to paraphrase from the Two Trees Part 1 by Herbert Armstrong. God gives all mankind the same choice. Follow God or choose your own way. Adam would not have received immortal life immediately any more than we do when we receive the Holy Spirit. God would not have done differently with Adam. We have a temporary physicochemical existence, and we do not have real life. Only through God is life. The soul of man is composed of matter. The first law of biogenesis is that life can only come from life, but the life we have is temporary and was temporary from the beginning. We can only got temporary life. Man was incomplete and needed the Spirit of God to be complete. There is a spirit in man that puts him on the highest level, on a higher level than animals. Even so, he still needed the Spirit of God to be born of God. He was created with the ability to gain physical knowledge of how to take care of his physical existence. But the tree of life would have given him the Spirit of God and the knowledge of how to get along with his neighbor, develop the mind of God, and have a relationship with his Creator. Adam could have had a complete mind, but he chose the way of having half the knowledge he needed. This same choice is still faced by all of mankind. While there most likely was a physical tree of life, it was also symbolic of the Holy Spirit. From the point that Adam made the wrong choice, the tree of life was shut off from man in general, until Christ, the second Adam, came and brought the way once again to have direct access to God. This is also paraphrased from Why Noah's Flood. Mr. Armstrong said that when it says in Hebrews 9:27, it was appointed to all men once to die, but that after the judgment is speaking of the first death, the one common to all men. He said the penalty for Adam's sin is not this first death. Whether we understand it or not, Adam gave up the chance to be a first fruit. Even so, no man could have ever been the first of the first fruits. There is no guarantee that the offspring of Adam would have decided correctly when faced with making the right choice. We have all had the choice, and we have all sinned and required the blood of our Savior. God the Father and God the Word already had a plan in mind from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The sin of Adam and Eve changed nothing in that plan. They did not have to come up with a secondary plan, because the first man and woman chose the wrong fruit. Isaiah 46:10, declaring the beginning from the end, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying my counsel will stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. For his eyes are in the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. And that's Job 34:21. God allowed Satan, who knew his plan, and had been determined to destroy mankind from day one, to be in the garden with two innocents. He did not look over at Jesus when the serpent deceived Eve and said, "Man, I didn't see that coming, did you?" They did not have to suddenly throw together a new plan to keep their plan of salvation on track. We may have been influenced by traditional thinking that the death was brought onto this earth by the sin of Adam. It was a death that everyone will be resurrected from. The first death, that is the common to all men. The first death that is common to all men does not now and never was planned to lead to eternal death. The Bible makes it clear that unrepentant sin leads to eternal death, the second death, which because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ will not be the death common to all men. That's why his death was the second death. They sinned. That's what brought that on. Christ became the first to be resurrected from the dead and opened the way for the rest of us. Others were resurrected before Christ. I mean, Lazarus for one. So why does it say Christ is the first? Because it was a different kind of resurrection from the dead. Each year at this time, we go through the ritual that proclaims the Lord's death until he returns for us. We want the resurrection that is for those who have passed the test and had their sins passed over and are resurrected to eternal life in the kingdom of God. We want the resurrection of Jesus Christ over those that are Christ. The second death has no power. One final verse, Revelation 21:6. And he said to me, "It's done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts." And hopefully we all thirst.